Former Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling is pleading for help from the state of Rhode Island to save his video game company from financial collapse. You may recall Schilling moved his company, 38 Studios, from Maynard, Massachusetts to Providence last year after Rhode Island gave him $75 million in loan guarantees. Now the company has failed to make a $1 million loan payment to Rhode Island, and yesterday Schilling met with the board of the state's Economic Development Corporation to discuss his money problems. For more, we're joined this morning by John Kostreva, business editor of the Providence Journal. Good morning, John, and thanks for explaining this to us.
Well, thank you for inviting me on.
Let me ask you, has the state worked out any kind of new deal with Schilling yet? Any word on what was actually discussed behind the closed doors yesterday?
Well, your first question, Bob, no, there's been no deal worked out between Schilling's company, 38 Studios, and the state of Rhode Island. There was an emergency Economic Development Corporation meeting on Wednesday. Curt Schilling did make a presentation. We don't have many details at all, though, as far as what the financial status of his company is and what specifically he's asking for.
Remind us of how the original deal worked. The state of Rhode Island gave Schilling's video game company $75 million in loan guarantees from the sale of bonds?
That's exactly right. The state sold $75 million worth of bonds, gave most of that proceeds, about $50 million, to the company. Curt Schilling was taking that money, moved his company from Maynard, Massachusetts to Providence, hired people here, and started to create a brand new video game. The structure of the deal is that starting next year, the company was starting to pay back those bonds. Now that seems to be in doubt, creating this financial calamity in Rhode Island.
I saw a video of Schilling leaving the meeting. He didn't have a whole lot to say, and he sure looked a little grim-faced. Tell us about the payment that Schilling and his company missed, and how much does he have to pay back on an annual basis?
Yes, the payment he missed, Bob, was a $1 million payment that was due on May 1st. That's called a guarantee fee, and that was part of the loan agreement between the state of Rhode Island and Schilling's company. Now, the first few bond payments have actually been paid from a reserve fund set up when the bonds were sold, so the bondholders are being taken care of at this point. The issue is that starting next year, May 1st, that's when Schilling's company is supposed to be making those bond payments. And now, because of Schilling's information that he's in some sort of financial trouble and did miss this May 1st payment, that's when the next payment is sort of in doubt.
So what's ahead? The bottom line of the loan guarantee, as I understand it, is that taxpayers in Rhode Island would have to foot the bill if Schilling's company defaults. So what kind of deal might he work out with the state, do you think?
Again, we don't have any specifics, Bob, but again, what other people at the State House who have talked to Schilling's team have told us is that he might be interested in some type of financial incentive. We have a film tax credit here in Rhode Island, and Schilling's company may be eligible for that, up to $14 million worth of tax credits.
Even though he's not a filmmaker?
He's not, but again, he uses a great deal of video and film in building this game, so under some criteria, he would argue that he would qualify for that film tax credit, even though it's not the typical movie type of films that I think most people were talking about when they created the tax credit, so he would make that argument.
Schilling's company, 38 Studios, did release its first video game earlier this year. There are reports the company made millions from that, maybe $30 million in profits from that one game, so that kind of begs the question, how could the company not be on solid enough footing to make a $1 million loan guarantee payment?
Well, you're right. The reviews of the game were pretty good. The blog community out there said it was decent. It wasn't a world beater, but it was decent. The estimates on how much revenue that made are all over the park. The other problem, Bob, is, again, that company burns through a lot of money very quickly. They've got a lot of very skilled, highly paid designers there designing the next game he wants to put out, this multiplayer game. Again, that's all sort of speculative because we have no hard data, no financial statements from 38 Studios.
Well, what's the scuttlebutt on whether this one of the best pitchers ever in baseball, Curt Schilling, is any kind of a good businessman?
Well, we don't know much about that. Again, we do know his celebrity status as a pitcher for the Red Sox who helped him win the World Series. He has a national, if not international, reputation. This, from what we understand, is his first corporate enterprise that he's trying to run. Now, he's surrounded by a lot of good people. They've brought in a good staff there. But again, especially with missing the $1 million payment on May 1st, it does raise questions about just the financial capability of people running the company.
John Kostreva, business editor of the Providence Journal, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you very much, Bob.